When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And welcome to Criminality, the podcast where we know loving reality TV is not and should not ever be considered a crime, no matter what Vanity Fair tries to tell us. Rebecca.
Thank you.
Yes, you just read the Vanity Fair. Well, first of all, how are you?
I'm great, and I'm only halfway through. Well, I don't know how long it is. I'm at the part where Ebony Williams has just entered the chat, so.
Ooh, I know how Ebony Williams ends the chat, thanks to social media.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really glad you sent the article to me. I mean, I was aware of it, but I need to read it. Did you read it?
I didn't. I just sent it to you. I saw it was available, and I was like, Rebecca might like this, and she can tell me what it's about.
Yeah, exactly. When I finish it, I will, but I think it's worth the read for everybody. I have just so many mixed feelings around it. But yeah, like, don't take away, don't steal our joy. Don't make this feel like a crime to love Bravo and the Housewives. But also, yeah, maybe they should unionize. Maybe they should be compensated for, like, being eternally, you know, immortalized
and,
on the screen.
Yeah, and on all these channels.
Yeah,
totally.
So I'm all for that. The other things, I'm going to reserve judgment until I finish the article. I'm like, I don't know. I always want to do better and be better, but I'm afraid if this moves too far in a direction.
I don't want to do too good.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, be miserable either. So.
I know. This is also all I have, so
This is my weeknight activities. Like, I don't go out or do things. This is what I do. So, like, don't take it from
us. Are you going to take rotting in my bed away from me? Come on. This is America.
Honestly,
let us have it.
Honestly, Vanity Fair, investigate something else. Like, the world is on fire. Like,
please leave our housewives alone, or at least stop interviewing Bethany. My gosh, we all know she's going to be mad. This is not news.
She dupes me every time. Every time
she does get you.
She really does. Like, she'll post one great affordable product, and I'm like, you know what? I really appreciate that she does that. Or she'll do a massive donation to a serious cause that is worthy of attention, and I'm like, she's a really good person, and then she's not she does good things, but that doesn't mean she's a good person.
There you go. That's how we should look at her.
Yes,
she does good things. It doesn't make her a good person, because I definitely don't think there's, like, an ounce of selflessness involved.
No,
it's always to the next thing, to the next step. Like, now she's obviously an influencer. That's, like, become her whole thing, right?
It's so bizarre.
And then, yeah, just all of it, I feel like, is self-serving. But also, please keep donating money to good causes. Thank you.
Yes, that redeems everything. Everything. It truly does, because she's literally putting her money where her mouth is. But it is weird to me that she has built this fortune and empire on the heels of her Bravo success, and now she's just tearing it down. It's so weird to me.
I know.
I don't know. So anyway, enough of that. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. So guys, good call here, Rebecca. We are both dressed to the nines. And by nines, I mean, I think we put something together very quickly in anticipation of Halloween. So we are currently on Zoom, but neither of us have our cameras on today because we wanted to surprise the other one.
Yeah, and it feels weird.
It feels very weird. And I'm just staring at your face the entire time because your face is on here.
I just see your logo.
So, Rebecca, do you want to do a countdown and we will reveal our costumes?
Oh,
or do you want to? Yeah, let's do it at the same time, I guess.
Okay, yeah. And for listeners, like, so ours were a Zoom-friendly costume. So these are very, like, shoulders up centered, or at least mine is.
Yeah, mine too.
And we decided this a few days ago. So lower the expectations and we'll post a picture on Instagram.
Okay. I think pop culture-y was the only, like.
Oh, right.
Right? Okay. Yeah. I don't know if mine falls in that, but.
I stayed in the Bravo universe, but yes, you know, we did say pop culture. I know. I can't wait. Okay. Countdown? Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, camera. Okay, we both have baseball caps on. Okay. Okay. So Melissa.
Wait, I don't remember the. Okay, yeah, describe.
Has a baseball cap on that looks like something she had already owned.
Yes, absolutely.
She's holding a watering can and a potted plant. And she has garden gloves on.
And what color a garden am I glove. Wearing?
Gray.
Well, that's because I couldn't find the other one. Okay. First word.
Gray gardens.
Gray gardener, but yes,
gray
you got
gardener.
It.
Gray gardener. Oh, Melissa, that's so cute.
Thank you. It felt appropriate after multiple meltdowns while watching Gray Gardens four times this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gray Garden, since you've watched and talked about it here, has infiltrated my feed and like, you're not alone. If I made you feel bad about it, that's on me because other people are also watching and enjoying, and I've added it to my longer list, like my plan C list, like when all else fails list. Because people really are, it's a thing. I get it.
I don't get it at all. I definitely was going through some things. I wanted to dress like a little Edie, but that took too much effort. So I like the Grey Gardener.
No, I love a punny costume. That was a Grey Gardener was.
Thank you. Okay, now hold on. So my son knows flags.
I know. I was thinking, do we need to bring him on?
I know. Okay. So Rebecca's wearing like a violet light purplish
baby
blue-ish.
Blue
baby
okay it's sorry I'm
just, none of what I said
well
a baby
computer
blue hat.
Screens yeah
okay uh-huh. I can't see what's on it.
I'm gonna give you a hint and I'm gonna change my background. The reason I didn't have my background on when we started was some reason when I put my background on you can't see my flag like disappears okay. So I put my virtual background on and you're gonna know.
Oh. Are you Pavitt and his just, sandwich?
I'm just the sandwich from Vietnam. I'm a banh mi. I cannot get enough of Pavitt and his travel influencer post-season glow up. Like,
you're
everyone
loving it.
Loves, mm-hmm. And
oh, I
go.
Love it. Can I tell you, your hat looks like a sandwich now, but it looked more like Oregon or like it looks more like a like. It looks like the trees look like lettuce. I mean, the lettuce looks like trees from here.
Yeah,
so.
I slightly abstract if you aren't aware of its sandwichiness.
And Rebecca, also, what is our LLC?
I thought you'd never ask. You're speaking with the two co-founders and co-CEOs of Sandwich Media LLC. So it was also a
honestly,
nod to our business.
You did great. You killed it. I love that. That's so cute.
Thanks. I'm going to put my Vietnam... Okay. Down now and leave
yes.
my Pavitt
oh,
up.
Please.
If that's okay.
Pavitt forever. Cool. That was so fun, Rebecca. Thanks for participating in a Halloween thing like this with me. That was a lot. I won't even do anything tonight. So this was really fun.
Oh, same. I'm just passing out candy and great idea. This was your idea. Because usually we try to do like a thing together, but we missed the boat on that.
Yeah, it was like we needed 2 extra weeks to think about it and we just didn't. So Rebecca, if you are okay with it, I'd love to get into this episode this week that you have no idea.
I don't. And I feel like my one guess is close. Like I felt like this is going to be a travel 90-day situation, like love at first sight or something.
Ooh.
But I don't know exactly.
Okay. Well, you started it. You're partially right.
Okay.
So we'll get into it. Rebecca, we all have our things. Those things that make us embarrassed or ashamed. The things we keep a secret from those we love.
Uh-oh.
For some people, that can be reality TV, but not here at Criminality. Here at Criminality, we believe in freedom of expression, i.e. housewives screaming at each other and knocking over tables. We also believe in the freedom of education, Rebecca, which is why we strive to learn the differences between things like first stew and second stew and what a bosun does on Below Deck.
Yes.
And lastly, Rebecca, we here at Criminality believe in the freedom to celebrate love. And what says love more than keying your fiancé's car with the word idiot or hacking his email and changing all of his passwords?
That's brilliant. I call that genius.
I know. Dare I say nothing? Nothing's better than that. Nothing's more loving. Well, today, I want to tell you about one of the greatest love stories of all time. And this is the story of George Nava and, of course, the beauty and madness of his Russian bride, Anfisa Archipenko.
Whoa.
I looked it up and I still have a hard time.
Okay.
So it's George Anfisa from 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, my gosh.
Classic couple.
don't know them.
I'm so excited to tell you about them. And I have so many clips. And it's just going to be, it's going to be fun. Or it's going to be a train wreck.
I'm riled up. I feel like it was just like a rally cry. I'm like, I am here. I'm showing up.
I know. It's everything in me not to ask to put like American, like the theme music of America is what I almost said.
That's what's swelling in the background. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So before we start rioting, I guess, let's get started. So George was born on September 14th, 1988 in Riverside, California. He grows up in a loving home with five sisters. So we learn basically he's on season four of 90 Day Fiancé, and we learn pretty much immediately that he is a marijuana cultivator, aka he grows weed. That's all I understand that to be. At the time we meet him, he is doing this in California, and what he's growing is being used for medical marijuana. So this is 2018, I think, something. Okay. No, it was like 2015, 16. I might actually have it in my notes. We might get to it later.
Okay.
He also apparently designed some sort of a bag that blocks out the UV rays to keep the marijuana fresh. What exactly does it do? In the words of Danny Pellegrino, unclear.
Unclear. It's innovative. If it worked, I don't know how sun penetrates a bag to affect marijuana. That's outside of my scope of knowledge.
Well, here at Criminality, we are for education, and let's get to it.
Teach me.
So when we meet George on the fourth season of 90 Day Fiancé, he presents to us like this super rich guy living his best life. He's got nice cars, nice things. He's an entrepreneur. And he drives this really nice car that I could never test drive because there's no way my tall self could even fit in this thing. It's made for people 5'5 and shorter. But it's nice. I know.
Is he that short?
It's nice. No, but he makes it work.
He just stuffs himself in.
Basically, okay. Yeah. But we aren't here to talk about his love of the finer things, unless, of course, you mean the foiner things and are talking about his fiance, Anfisa. Before we ever meet or see Anfisa, like a video of her, we get to learn about her, but from George's perspective. So according to George, Anfisa is this 20-year-old bombshell from Moscow, Russia.
Okay.
Rebecca, would you like to take a stab at how these two met?
A dating app?
Dating for boomers. It was on Facebook. They met on Facebook.
It's not actually dating for boomers currently. I'm like, he self-identifies as a boomer?
No.
Facebook? Okay.
Yeah, I'd never met anyone through Facebook. Like, that's not – when people friend me on Facebook, if I don't know them, I don't accept it.
Yeah.
I can see it on other platforms, but Facebook's always felt – well, now it feels old. But it's always felt more personal, more of your family.
Yeah, it's like I could Olive Garden. See meeting someone who's a friend of a friend. Like, if you're like, accept it, and then you're like, oh, they went to college together, and we shared these people, and then you maybe hit it off. Like, I could see that, but yeah.
Okay.
Going
but
there
not
for
just
that.
Like random mm-mm. pictures. Yeah. Okay. So George apparently sees pictures of Anfisa, and he writes her a message. She doesn't respond. So then he writes her another message. Also doesn't respond. He then writes her eight more times until he says, according to him, he said something funny, and she finally responds. I will tell you right now, I think the funny thing he said was something like, I'm really rich, and that's why she responded. Mm-hmm. We learned this about Anfisa, and that's okay. George ends up flying to meet Anfisa while she is studying in Spain, and the two decide to try and make this love work across the oceans. I don't know how many oceans are in between them, but it's at least one. They travel the world together, all on George's dime, and they eventually get engaged, and George begins the K-1 visa process.
Okay, visa.
So are you familiar with the K-1 visa process?
I'm not.
Perfect. Good, because I wrote a whole little thing in. If you were, then I would be like, well, throw
today's a real education.
That's what we do here at Criminality. So if you aren't familiar with the K-1 visa, you're in good company with Rebecca. Basically, an American applies for a visa for their fiance, and it's months and months of paperwork. There's tons of fees, and you have to prove that you're in fact a couple, an established couple. You have to show that you make a certain amount of money and you can support this person if they do come to the U.S. because they can't work until they get their green card. So they can come here. They're not doing anything for at least 90 days. But the idea is you have 90 days to get married. If you don't get married in that 90 days, the person has to go back to their home country.
Wait, the name of the show just clicked and made sense to me. I didn't ever put that together.
Did you ever wonder what it was, or you just accepted 90 Day?
I thought maybe it was a term of time that the show enforced. Like,
oh, or they were like, we're only watching people for 3 months or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I didn't get the, okay. That's cool. That really makes more sense.
Do I have you now? Are yeah, you I'm in. Gonna watch
I'm
it? No,
no, I'm just kidding. Okay. And I'm obviously I've heard of this visa. Like, this is a big plot line in like movies and, you know, getting a marrying for the visa, but I didn't really know mm-hmm. the K-1 term. I didn't know what the actual like restrictions and
yeah. Whatever. And they're pretty strict. We're still watching people who have applied and it's been months and months and months, years for some people who still haven't gotten it approved.
Wow.
So back to George and Amphisa. So at this point, we've only heard about Amphisa, as I said, and we've seen photos of her on the show. She's a total knockout, but we haven't heard from her. But very quickly, George does talk about how Amphisa likes the nicer things in life and how the plan is, when we first meet him, he's going to fly to Russia, help her get her stuff together, fly back to America, live together, and then get married within that 90 days, right?
Okay.
Just one problem. Uh-oh. Amphisa wants George to come to Russia with this specific Chanel bag that she's requested. This bag costs around $10,000. So she's like, when you come to Russia, bring me this Chanel bag, right?
Why can't she wait till this date to get it, till she's there? This sounds suspicious.
Oh, well, yes, I'll agree, but we'll learn more about Amphisa okay. and George for that matter, because okay. he's part of the problem here.
Okay.
So George tries to placate her, and instead of getting her this $10,000 bag she wants, he decides, eh, that's a little too much money. I'm going to get her a $350 ring, which if your fiance flies to your home country, picks you up with a pretty just because ring, you'd probably enjoy it, right, Rebecca?
Not if I was expecting a Chanel. I mean, I'm just being honest.
No, that I fully agree. But like it's not even that she's like, I was expecting a Chanel. She's about to go off.
Uh-oh.
This is what I love Uh-oh. About Amphisa. So
okay.
George makes the mistake of telling her, hey, I'm not bringing the Chanel bag, but I did get you a ring. And Rebecca, I'd love to tell you that she handled this calmly. The truth is, I actually wouldn't love to tell you that. Instead, I'd like to play this clip of what happens after she finds out there is no Chanel bag in her future. This is a longer clip, but it's so worth it.
I can't wait.
Try calling her. I tried calling her. She erased my phone.
I don't get how she can do that.
She has my Apple ID and password. So with that information, you can wirelessly erase the content on the phone. I don't know what her problem is right now. I'm resetting my phone. I don't think I've done anything to deserve the way that she's acting right now. She is a little bit controlling. Oh yeah, she actually sent me an email saying I canceled your flight. I'm not 100% sure if she's bluffing, but I'm gonna try to confirm that right now. Wow. She actually just changed my password to the email, and now I can't log into my email. Yeah, now I can't even log into my email. I don't understand her.
What's the state of your relationship right now?
I mean, I wouldn't even know what to say. I wouldn't even know what to say about our relationship right now, just because she's taking it too far and put so much into our relationship.
I mean, how many things did she do within like 10 seconds?
The speed at which she just unraveled all his options, wiping your phone, mm-hmm. changing what? Your email password, like, I mean, that's infuriating. Like, that would, I would lose my mind.
Absolutely. Don't you love how he's like, she's erasing my
phone.
Like,
he my knew phone. She was like, well, also, why does she have your Apple ID and password, sir?
She absolutely would make him give it to her. No doubt about it. She forced him to give that to her.
My gosh.
Canceled his flights?
That was crazy. I've never heard anything or seen anything like it.
And just the quick succession of that just blew my mind.
He's like, I'm not entirely sure she's not bluffing. Logs in. She reset my email. Like, she is making good on her threats.
She was like, great, you don't have a Chanel bag? Now you don't have an email. You don't have anything. Oh my gosh. I don't know why that just... Yeah, that absolutely. It just cracks me up.
Oh my gosh.
One thing we also see, and I didn't put this in because it's actually super annoying, is that she would randomly do the Find My iPhone thing to just make his phone go off. So he'd be like in a meeting with somebody and you just hear that. And you know, it's that very specific noise.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's happened to me once.
Yeah, and she, and it, he's like, I'm sorry, my girlfriend has Find My iPhone, because like he hadn't texted her back quick enough. And it's just, I mean, she takes it to an 11 every time.
And she's in his phone as my princess. It's like, sorry, my princess is just ruining my life again. Please hold.
I know, but just the way he's like, isn't this so cute?
Yeah, he's just, like, not as rattled as he should be. Producer's like, what is the state of your relationship? Like, this seems bad.
Yeah. No, he's fine. Unfazed. He just needs to get her a Chanel.
Wow.
Totally unfazed. Yeah.
Yeah. This could have all been avoided for 10,000 simple dollars.
I mean, she tried to tell him. I guarantee she threatened to cancel his flight if he didn't get it.
Oh my gosh. That was amazing.
It's so good. So here's the thing with Anfisa. She is going to do a lot of stuff like this. Full on bratty behavior. And I'm here to say, while I'm not an Anfisa apologist completely, 2023 Melissa sees something now I didn't see before. And Rebecca, I'll be interested in your opinion on her by the end. So all of this happens and she cancels his flight to Russia, deletes his phone. And it's really just another day for these two, as you were saying. So after a week, Anfisa calls George one night and says, I'm coming to America tomorrow. Pick me up at the airport. George is thrilled. He's so excited. She's finally coming. Everything's solved. And he's certain there will be no issues once she's here in the States. Yeah. So when she arrives, he famously says to her, is this why you started a fight with me? And she says, yeah, so you don't expect it. Talk about a surprise that no one, including Anfisa, could predict. Do you think she erased his phone, canceled his flight, and changed his email passwords just to surprise him?
For a surprise. That's elaborate. That is elaborate.
I love that he gives her that. Like,
that is,
did you do that for this reason?
Generous. And probably she obviously had never, that had never occurred to her as part of the plan. She's like, yeah, yeah, that.
Absolutely not. Also, but she's like, I'll take it. Yeah.
Surprise.
Oh, gosh.
They are something. So, I mean, they're enabling each other at this point. That's my take.
Exactly. And I don't think at the time we saw it so much that way. It looked more like, oh, my gosh, she's a gold digger. But you'll see why that might not quite be the story.
I reserve the right to change my mind.
Absolutely. But I think so far you're doing pretty good. So one thing to note about Anfisa is how she speaks in her confessionals when she's here in the States. So it's a lot of her saying, he made me a lot of promises and now he's not sticking to them. And she says this over and over and over again.
Okay.
There's another fun quote with George saying, you're only dating me because I can buy you things, to which she responds, yes.
I admire her honesty.
And like rolls her eyes about it too. Here's a video of George describing Anfisa.
That's not right. I don't think that's love.
What?
So basically you're saying if I can't provide, I'm worthless to you.
I don't understand what's wrong about it. If I was ugly and fat, would you be dating me?
If you were who you are.
Yeah.
Looks don't always have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Just owning the nature of this relationship.
Exactly. He won't admit to it being a transactional relationship for both of them.
Right.
He's getting a hot girl and she's getting him to buy things. But she's like, no, that's exactly what's happening.
I have nothing but respect for her so far. And he's like,
I mean, she will go on to Kia's car and a few other things that are probably criminal, but
yeah, no property damage. But he said, you know, when she said, would you be dating me if I was fat and ugly? long pause. If you were who you are. And she's like, yeah, right. So just like, come on, George, you both have a goal and an agenda. This works for both of you for different reasons. Keep exactly. it moving by the dress.
I just love you. If you were who you are, you mean the woman that deleted your entire email and, you know, yeah. will take you down and ruin your life.
It's not her winsome personality, we can say at this point.
Oh, yeah, true. I love it. She's the best. So now Amphisa is in America. George picks her up. From the airport, the couple go to George's home. Here's the problem. George doesn't currently have a home Uh-oh. Or an apartment Uh-oh. Or an anything. As he explains to us, he had recently been robbed, and so he decided to move. The problem is, he doesn't have a place to move to, so they're going to be staying in a hotel indefinitely.
Okay.
So Amphisa is furious.
Oh. Shoot.
She's mad George, yeah, didn't find a place for them to move. She, you know, he knew she was coming, which technically did he, because there was a good week where he had no idea where she was.
That's true.
It was up in the air, I think.
That's true. And also could be worse. They could be staying at his mom's or something.
True, true, true. But what we don't know at this point is the reason that he can't find a place. So he said, I'm trying. I can't get anything, blah, blah, blah. That reason is because George has a felony on his record. And that's something he has shared with Amphisa, but she has no idea that that's going to cause an issue with him finding a place to live. She's 20 years old.
Right.
And he acts like he has unlimited money, so why would she worry about him trying to find sure. a place to live, right? Especially when he's telling her it's no big deal. You know, she doesn't even know this would be an issue in finding a place to live, right?
Yeah.
So, Rebecca, after the break, we're going to learn exactly what George received a felony for before Amphisa.
Okay.
And how he got another one. After
oh,
she got
George.
Here. George, George. Spring is bursting with fresh energy. The air, our aspirations, and even our homes get a refreshing makeover. And what better time to revamp your home security with SimpliSafe? It's our top choice, and for good reason. Praised as the best home security system for 2024 by U.S. News and World Report, and recognized by Newsweek for its exceptional customer service, SimpliSafe has you covered. From break-ins to fires and floods, its comprehensive sensors keep your entire home safeguarded. I also love that with the cameras I have in my house, I can be gone, not be able to get a hold of a kid, and simply go onto one of the cameras and look around the room and see my kid is there and safe, but just ignoring me, as, you know, kids will do sometimes. And with a range of indoor and outdoor cameras, you can keep a vigilant eye on your property around the clock. For less than $1 a day, you can enjoy 24/7 professional monitoring, ensuring prompt emergency responses for whenever you need it. Plus, SimpliSafe's monitoring agents can intervene in real time, deterring intruders with the power of voice through wireless indoor cameras. But the best part is there's no long-term commitment, and you have a generous 60-day money-back guarantee. So why not give SimpliSafe a try? If it doesn't exceed your expectations, simply return it for a full refund. SimpliSafe has given us and our listeners real peace of mind. We want you to have it too. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplisafe.com/criminality. That's simplisafe.com/criminality. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. So before the break, we're discussing good old Amphisa and George, and we're finally getting into the crime of it all. The crime that was surprisingly not at the hands of Amphisa. So back when George is in his early 20s, he was charged and convicted of drug trafficking.
Okay.
So I honestly don't have more information on it, not for a lack of trying, but I do know he takes a plea deal at that time. And after all of that, he's still running this legitimate job as a medical marijuana curator. I don't know the word there, but he's still able to work in that business, at least in the state of California. And the different state thing makes it very difficult. And that's sure. going to come up a little bit later. So George does have a felony on his record, as I said, which makes finding a place to live extremely difficult. Yeah. And so after weeks and weeks, he's finally able to get a place for himself and Amphisa. But they continue to have problems. Surprising, I know.
Yeah.
So a huge one of these problems is money. Amphisa wants George to buy her nice things and to give her money, all these things that she keeps saying he promised her if she would move to America and marry him. George, by the way, doesn't deny this ever. He just is kind of like, I mean, sure, that's what happened, you know? He just never says, I never said that, because he did, 100%.
Yeah. Okay.
So she goes on to say, you know, he's like, what would make you happy? She said $10,000 a month, like as an allowance.
Dude, a house. And George, Shannon got that after years of marriage and three kids, and they were rich.
And well, that Amphisa's goals, I'm telling you.
Gosh, so ambitious.
George is like, that's crazy. You know, why would I give you $10,000 a month? And she said, crazy is if I wanted $50,000 or $100,000. I only want $10,000.
That's a good tactic. In comparison to what I could ask for, this is very low.
She does that a couple times where I'm like, you know what? She has a point.
Honestly, she makes great sense.
I think so. So as the season goes on, of course, they have more problems. But eventually, they actually get married on August 1st, 2017.
Okay.
So the season ends. And George and Amphisa go on with their life, mostly in wedded bliss, or whatever their version of wedded bliss could be. But Rebecca, on February 7th, 2018, less than a year later, George is pulled over by officers in Mojave County, Arizona, allegedly for a traffic violation, which George says, I didn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. I did know a traffic violation, so there was no reason to be pulled over, according to him. Either way, he was pulled over and they searched his car. And do you want to know what they found in his car?
A red Chanel bag that he purchased in good faith.
The Chanel bag.
Gift for
possibly. But if so, the contents inside were 293 pounds of high grade marijuana.
Oh my gosh, 293 pounds. That's huge. Yeah. I'm like, that's like so much heavier than an adult man. Average adult man. Wow.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, you're literally carrying people.
That's
the size of people.
So much. Wow.
I know.
Hard to hide.
I'm wondering if they caught him because like the tires were just
honestly
pushed down.
Yes, the weight of that. Like if you get pulled over, forget like they don't have to search your car. Like unless it was in his trunk. I don't know. That's a lot. That felt like it had to be everywhere. Back seat, underneath the passenger seat, everywhere.
I know. Wearing it on his head.
Bricks.
Like, has it wrapped around? Yeah, everywhere.
It's sitting under him. Like, he's on top of it.
He's sitting.
Except there's no room in that car.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. I hope it wasn't that other car literally had no room. Actually, I kind of hope it was. So.
That's crazy.
Exactly. So, I don't actually know if it was hidden or not. Okay. It doesn't say that in the report, but because of the extremely large amount, he's charged not only with possession of marijuana for sale, transportation of marijuana for sale, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
Okay.
So while it seems he has legitimate things going on in California, this is Arizona, and they did not have the same laws.
Yeah.
And at this time, they didn't even have medical marijuana, I believe. It was 2018.
Yeah.
I don't think Arizona had that yet. Sure. So just the next state over, he was fine. So George ends up being arrested, but he's released 2 days later on $25,000 of bail. So I remember hearing about this arrest, and the thing that was most shocking to me wasn't that George was facing 24 years in prison.
Whoa.
Yeah. I know. I mean, straight up trafficking, but it was that Amphisa planned to stay by George's side while he was in prison. Shocking.
Well, okay, keep talking.
I just love that you don't know where any of this is going.
I'm like,
everything's a surprise.
Is she thinking there's like a chance she'll get control over his assets while he's in prison and she'll just be like living off? I don't know. I mean, the income would stop, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, no, but you never know with Amphisa.
Yes.
Luckily, though, she wouldn't have to stand by George for too long, as George's attorney, Brad Rideout, ends up being able to get this class 2 felony charge released to a class 4. And so George actually is offered a plea deal, a reduced sentence, and he ends up taking this plea deal and he's given the maximum sentence under the deal because the huge amount that he had on him, as well as a previous felony conviction. So he ends up serving 2.5 years in prison.
Oh, that's a decent time.
Right?
Yeah.
It's nothing compared to 24 years,
no.
But it's still plenty of time.
Yeah.
So while George is in prison, he films a 90-day special called 90 Day Fiancé Self-Quarantined. It was dark times. We started getting these specials of various 90 Day Fiancé people, like going to stores in masks. That's like all that happened on these shows.
Wait, so the self-quarantined title was because of the pandemic, not because he's in prison?
No. Okay. And we never see his face in this. It's just his voice.
Oh,
like he calls
wow.
in
okay.
and shares about his time in prison.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So there was a lot of very boring footage in this thing, but it was interesting to hear from him in this situation, especially in prison where we know things were even crazier, you know, during that beginning days of COVID, for sure.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
Was the 293 pounds he was transporting for the medical marijuana business or a different endeavor? We don't know.
Probably a different one. No, I don't know what it was. Just wondering. But he was in a different state, which automatically something
makes that not right. Yeah. Just curious.
Wasn't right. Okay. Yeah. No, me too. So George says in a later interview that he and Amphisa fought about the day prior to him going to prison, which sounds right that they would be fighting the night leading up to his, you know, arrest. They planned to stay together, but just 2 months into the sentence, she was like, I'm not doing this. So he says she calls him and he said, quote, she wishes I got 12 years in prison, basically trying to get rid of me. We still talked on the phone. I tried to work on the relationship no matter what. I tried, end quote. Oh, I don't think Amphisa was trying.
I don't think much. So either.
Mm-mm. She was done with that man. So he ends up finding out via the internet. She's moved on. She's in a new relationship.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
He's okay with it. He actually takes time in prison and really tries to grow as a person.
Good.
So he's in solitary confinement at some point. I don't know if that just had to do with the pandemic or what, but he realizes he wanted to make some changes in his life, which is great.
Yeah.
He decides to read a book, though, that I was actually completely surprised that he read. It's a book by someone named Tony Robbins.
Oh, no.
I know. And it's called Awaken the Giant Within.
Oh, no. You're going to need a bigger car, George.
I know. He has a bigger car now, I'm pretty sure. Okay. So George said this book really helped him change his mindset. He goes on to get his priorities in order. He starts looking at things from a different point of view. He ends up losing 130 pounds
Good
during his
him.
Time in prison. Yeah, he went from like 318 to 180
he was a big guy.
Or something.
Wow.
Yeah, so he decided to use his time for, you know, something good, which I think is great.
I do too.
He also said he didn't regret his time in prison and said, quote, it was able to change me into a better person. I'll take it.
I mean, that's honestly what you can hope for people that
right?
they use the time. It's so rare.
I don't exactly.
think they're
it
usually
really
supported
is.
In those endeavors. So the fact that he was or had the motivation, great.
Yeah, I was George. Pretty impressed with that. Yeah. So George was released from prison in May of 2020. And within a week of his release, he teamed up with this streetwear company called Kilos to Paris, which is a little too on the nose for a guy who just got
Feels
out of prison
like,
due to
yeah
like maybe lay, maybe not the week
yeah lay low for a second and yeah maybe avoid drug terminology in your endeavors yeah.
No, absolutely not. He captioned his IG post regarding the collaboration with, quote, what's happening here, stay tuned, not just another streetwear brand, we are a global fashion cartel.
Oh,
our dope designs are sure to make you stand out, as you should.
Oh, okay. Shouldn't be doing it. Do I admire the wordplay? I do. I like
I
it.
Know.
Cartel,
I know.
Global cartel, brand cartel. That's
dope. Dope. I mean,
dope designs, fashion cartel. These are this. Leah McSweeney could never and wishes she did.
Yeah, it just seemed like maybe wait a little while.
Yeah.
Let's see that you have really changed before you immediately
lean into that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, Rebecca, you too can be a dope and stand out with hoodies and t-shirts ranging in prices from $40 to $80.
Not
with
bad.
Printed words like socially awkward or
give me three in every color.
Flex on your ex. I know. And one that definitely won't get you in trouble for doing anything, which simply says, contraband. It's the worst font I've ever seen.
No, I can't wait to see.
Yeah, they're not great.
We'll post them.
So yeah, it doesn't look like he's currently doing anything with the brand, but that doesn't mean George hadn't stayed busy. In August of 2020, so just 3 months after he gets out of prison, he files for divorce from Amphisa.
Okay.
Which
about time.
You know, that was a long time coming. And in April of 2021, George and his girlfriend Rhoda welcomed a baby girl named Zara.
Aww.
Yeah. And in March of 2022, the happy couple added a son named George to the mix, but spelled George like Costanza. And George Nava is J-O-R-G-E.
Oh, okay.
And the baby is G-E-O-R-G-E. Mm-hmm. And now the couple can be seen on social media sharing about their lives and their family. They appear to be really happy and I will say that Rhoda and Amphisa seem like very different ladies, but
probably
honestly,
good.
I think that George is a different husband this time around as well.
Yeah.
So, Rebecca, as for Anfisa, she continues to be one of the best villains in the history of reality TV, which only makes sense that you can now see her starring in House of Villains every Thursday.
Are you serious?
But she's done nothing villainous. She's barely spoken. But that's like what I love about Anfisa. She's just going to do her own thing.
Unpredictable.
Totally unpredictable.
Keep them guessing, Anfisa. Yes.
And Rebecca, I want to leave you with the most classic of all Anfisa freakouts. If you remember, my clues for this week were drugs.
Yep.
We've talked about. Visa.
Yep.
We talked about. But red bag. We didn't discuss the red bag, yeah, did we?
Very invested in the red bag story.
Hey.
What?
Where are you going?
I'm going to get my wallet.
Bring me my red bag with my makeup.
The red bag is really where it's at. Yes.
Okay.
The internet loved it. I have a makeup bag that is red that says, bring me my red bag with the makeup.
Mm-hmm.
That I love it.
Beats all his merch. Just right? That bag I with know. That saying. That is so good. It's like, George, bring me, like, duh. Like, how could you even be going to get something and not think to bring that?
Yeah, bring me my red bag with my makeup.
Oh my gosh, she's amazing.
Okay, I'm so glad to hear you say that. Thoughts on Anfisa overall. Amazing.
And do you know why? Think of all the housewives who are married to older, wealthy men who pretend that it was all for love.
Absolutely.
It's like so refreshing for a girl to be like, yeah, no, like I need the financial leg up and you're not holding up your end of the bargain. And I feel a little bit bad, but I do, like I said, I believe George enabled it, led her on to believe it would be possible. But I also feel bad for him because I do think, just based on this story, he thought maybe love would actually overcome, like that they'd,
right.
I think he probably did care for her and expected she would too, and that this would all maybe not be an issue. The whole lifestyle money thing, and like maybe they could just love each other and be happy. And then when that didn't happen, we see what happened.
Yeah, but I agree with you totally, because I do think he had that in mind. Like, this is just going to work out. She's going to love me and she'll come here and
she'll forget all about Chanel. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely George. Not. But she, I felt like she thought she was coming here under a very different pretense that she thought he was going to give her all this stuff because he said he was going to.
Right, and so she gave up a life, family, where she's from, her culture. Like, George, do better. Like,
yeah. Yeah. But, so I don't know, like, if he just never had, like, I don't know if he was going in debt with this stuff or what to, like, show her all this stuff. Because he was obviously giving her stuff ahead of time. But she went to the wedding dress shop and they were like, what are you looking for? She said, what's your most expensive dress?
Okay.
Like, that's just how she is.
Pretend that you have, like, some other criteria.
She does not. She absolutely does not. Amazing. And I think it was just like a perfect yin and yang, but like in a totally different dysfunctional way.
100%. So did they eventually move out of the hotel and into their own place?
Yeah. They moved into an apartment, but you know, she still was not happy, but she was never going to be happy.
No.
I love her. And so she's on House of Villains if you want to see where she is now. And George seems to be doing well, and that's great too.
Yeah, absolutely. They've found their different unexpected happy endings.
Absolutely. So yeah. So it's kind of a positive story.
That one, I mean, drug trafficking is no small thing, but all things considered, that was pretty fun.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I really enjoyed it. I've also been to Russia, by the way.
Oh, didn't know that.
Yeah. It's weird to me that I haven't been to Italy yet and I really want to go, but somehow I've managed to tour Russia.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's a beautiful country.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just love Anfisa. Anything she does, I'm always going to watch.
Big fan.
They do have on Discovery Plus, if you were ever interested, you can watch like the story of George and Anfisa. So you don't watch like the whole season.
I could,
you know,
it
doesn't have
that.
Other people. It's just their story.
Yeah. You've given me enough
that research.
That's appealing.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, I'm glad.
Good job.
I'm
loved
trying
it.
To bring you into 90 Day World and I'll do my best.
I was really good.
Good. So Rebecca.
You know what?
I would love to know what it is you're watching.
Oh, yeah. I feel like you're going to have an opinion on this. I don't think you're going to have watched it, but for some reason, something tells me that you're just going to have an opinion. Okay. And I think you're going to get it too. Your clues are, I'm not doing the network because I think you'll know, but I'll tell you if you don't. Okay. Or I'll give it to you if you need it. England, soccer, Spice.
Oh, Beckham. Yes. You're watching the Beckham documentary.
Beckham documentary on Netflix.
What do you think?
Well, insert your gut reaction here.
I've seen clips and I've seen some like interesting clips on TikTok, mm-hmm. and that's really all I cared to see. Like there were some funny things that I saw, yeah. but I don't really care for either of them. So I'm okay. not. Yeah, go ahead.
That's kind of what I expected. I thought maybe you'd have a little harder of an eye roll, but
no,
I'm obsessed. I loved it.
Okay, now my eye roll.
So I didn't really think about how I'm going to articulate this. So for anyone who doesn't know, I can't imagine, but Beckham documentary, 4-episode series on David Beckham's soccer career and marriage to Victoria Beckham, Spice Girl, Posh Spice.
Posh.
You know, they got married and had a child right around when I got married and had a child. My husband's really into soccer. I wanted to be a Spice Girl. No, I'm just kidding. I actually didn't. I didn't really. I respect them for the icons that they are, but I wasn't like a Spice Head or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
But I guess that was just that like late 90s, early 2000s time where like they were just such like royalty in their respective yeah. fields. And I don't know. I think David Beckham is so hot.
Oh, that I will give you.
And it helps to know he's not super tall because I always have to like remember something to help like, you know, yeah. balance. So I just really enjoyed it. So it was a lot. It's very soccer heavy. So okay. if you don't enjoy soccer, like probably, and I'm not a big sports documentary person, but it was enough about his personal life with her. And right. I, of all the sports that I can tolerate watching something about, soccer would be the one because we're a pretty big soccer family. It was just, I'm not really doing a great job here, but I found them to be both very captivating, okay. interesting, and as wealthy and gorgeous and famous as they are, I thought they were really honest about the harder times of their life
right.
and coming across as like, oh, boo-hoo. Like just they had like this very healthy perspective on like the challenges of being married for as long as they have right. been in the eyes of the world watching them. And I really didn't know his whole career and how he moved around from club to club. And I knew he was on LA Galaxy, but I had no idea
yeah.
why he went there and what that all was about and like moving to Hollywood and then moving to back to Europe. And then now in Miami, he owns a club. Like he's like a soccer, like owner, team owner.
Oh, wow.
It's just actually really interesting. So I think if you are intrigued by either him or her or love soccer, it's a great 4-part series. It's very candid. Fisher Stevens directed it. It's just very intimate conversations, but also interviews a lot of the players around his career who speak to kind of what it was like to be around. He was a phenom. I mean, he was an yeah. You know, he's one of the 5 top soccer greats, and he was recruited at age like 13 or 14 to start playing at club level in England, which is so competitive. And then just this is all he's ever done, and he has just excelled. And I do find watching documentaries about people just at the top of their game, no pun intended, mm-hmm. just fascinating. And like how obsessive you have to be, and he is obsessive, and he did put soccer over his family. Like there was this photo shoot where he was talking about joining one of the many teams he joined. I can't remember which one, but everyone was so excited that they got David Beckham. And he's like, I am all about soccer or football. I'm all about football and my family. And like Victoria was like, when he said that in that order, I was like, excuse me. I mean, he really was
yeah.
like, and he owns mm-hmm. that. And he looks back and he's like, I regret it. Like I put soccer yeah. first. And they kind of had to, and she was no, you know, shrinking violet. She was a star in her own right, but she felt much more like she had to be the anchor of the family in one place for right. the kids. They had 4 kids. I am not selling you. I loved it.
No, I think it's great. I just really have seen so many clips that I feel like
you got the gist.
I've seen enough.
Yeah.
I'm good with it. Yeah. yeah. Like I did like there was one clip I saw where she was talking about growing up.
I know exactly.
Not, you know which yeah. one about the car that her dad uh-huh. drove and he comes in and he's like, tell the truth.
Yep.
like
she was trying to pretend she didn't
money.
Have like a nicer upbringing than him. And mm-hmm. She's like, it was just that he had different cars at different times. He's like, what did you get driven to school in? And she's like, a Rolls Royce or a Bentley or something. He's like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And he leaves the room.
Yeah.
Like they seem very honest and they're not putting mm-hmm. on pretenses. That could be their whole pretense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Their kids seem pretty cool and normal, but I'm sure they're not. I know Brooklyn married like some very famous Nepo baby. I don't remember who.
Yeah. As a Nepo baby.
From one to another.
Also does like a bunch of cooking stuff, which the internet roasts him for.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know that. It also yeah. is filmed mostly in their, what I assume is their country home, not their everyday home. And it is
oh my gosh, like English countryside, just
yeah,
stunning. Yeah.
If I run out of things, I might. I'll add that to my C list.
Yeah, we're doing C lists now, and we should have no hard feelings about there being one and each other's recommendations being on it. Way too long.
Absolutely. No, you're good. You're good.
Cut that down.
People like David Beckham. Okay, can I give you my clue?
Please.
Okay, I don't know why I wrote the word scary.
Okay,
it works. Horror, anything like that. Netflix.
Okay.
I'll give you four. Hypnotize, Jordan Peele.
Oh, Get Out?
Yes.
Did you just watch Get Out for the first time?
Okay, listen, I don't watch scary movies.
Sorry. I love movies. Get Out. It's like one of my absolute favorites.
It was so good. So I loved good. It. My daughter and I watched it. Yes. I was like, she likes scary movies. Yes. So I was like, I'll watch it with you if you want to. And we watched it and I loved it.
It's phenomenal.
It was great.
I'm yes. so happy.
I know. It only took me like 5 years after it came out.
No, that's okay. Never. I just thought maybe it was like a Halloween era rewatch or something.
No. I just don't watch scary movies.
But that's
then,
right.
The next night we watched Us by Jordan Peele.
Yeah, I did not enjoy it as much. Mm-mm. I'm with you. I am with you.
The ending was, I still don't understand
no.
what happened exactly. But Get Out if you it's haven't seen
perfect.
It.
Perfect.
It's perfect. And it's not scary in the way that I like normally think movies are scary. Like, I just enjoyed it. They just did a great job. There's a little bit of comic relief
yes.
in there. And it, I loved it.
It's the best kind of scary to me. It's the psychological. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Don't really know what's going on. Who is who? What is what? Who to trust? Kind of scary, right. which I find.
Yeah.
Fascinating. And it's so funny you watched it with your daughter because my daughter and I watched it and sometimes we're like, we want to watch something scary like Get Out, but we don't we're always searching like what's a movie like Get Out, and then they recommend all his other movies that I haven't loved mm-hmm. as much, but I think it's such a high bar. I think it's so good and it's such a good spooky season. If people haven't seen it, that's a really it's a good one.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it and I just didn't know if I would be able to make it through, but
good for you.
Yeah, it was compelling, and I watched it during daylight hours, and that helped.
That would help. That would help. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, it makes me want to watch it
again. Yeah, I mean, it's worth it.
I'll watch it tonight while trick-or-treaters mm-hmm. are coming. Just, like, have ooh. It running.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah, so great. All once again, our things have gone in two different directions, but
I think last enjoyable. Episodes was the funniest dichotomy to me because mine was the missionary turned, like, dark documentary and what was yours, it was a review
oh yeah
the I Amazon comedy it so it's just mm-hmm. sometimes we really do like we're not in sync
yeah that's all right
but it's good to you know have a diverse variety, right? portfolio to offer people yeah exactly
here at Criminality we offer diverse viewing suggestions
we start with rally cries of what we believe in and we end with a diverse array of options for you to watch. I mean really what more could you want in a podcast?
Truly nothing more.
How about clues for the next episode?
I would love them.
These were really hard to come up with. I think you and people will get it, and I'm okay with it.
Okay.
California. How many times has California been a clue, do you think? 12? Yeah, 20?
Maybe.
Boxes. Do you already know it?
My eyes are just darting around.
Yup. The word yup. Like Y-U-P.
California boxes. Yup.
You could probably add more use in it. It could be yup, like yup.
Yup.
That's all.
I don't know. Okay. I'll have to think about it.
Okay.
Okay. I'm excited. No clue.
Great. That'll be fun. Okay. I think people will get it. I don't think this is a your kind of show.
Oh, okay.
If I gave you the network, I think you would get it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll keep thinking.
Offline.
All right. Okay.
Well, this was so much fun. I loved this story. Good. Thank you for sharing it. And everybody, thank you so much for listening.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening. Feel free to give us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or anywhere, whatever you want to
do. Yeah, go ahead and hit those 5 stars. Leave a written review. We so appreciate it. And it does help other people find the show and find out if they might like the show too.
They will.
They're going to love it.
Confidence. Yes, absolutely. Rebecca, thank you so much once again for doing this. And let's do it again in 2 weeks.
Pleasure's all mine. Happy Halloween.